Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
A manure digester facility in Middleton is turning cow manure into water. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Scott Hines is a service technician with Aqua Innovations. And yes, they are turning what comes out of the back end of a cow into drinkable water.
Well, we use membrane technology. And so the idea is that we're trying to get the cow manure free of large particles and suspended solids. And so a lot of farms do that already. They're using mechanical separation, and they use that product for composting here at this facility. Some facilities use it for bedding. And then we take the liquid that's remaining off of that, and we concentrate it up through membrane technology. And so we come out with basically three different liquid streams. One is handled like regular manure with nutrients and suspended solids in it. Another one has no solids and can be irrigated and applied throughout the year. And the third one is clean, dischargeable water.
What's the point of doing that?
Well, one of the things that got us into this was reducing the hydraulic load for the farmers. Essentially what that means is you can take a third of the liquid out of the manure and nutrients. It's less trucks going down the road, less chance for runoff, and the manure and the nutrients that are in those in that manure that's important for the crops, it's an easier time to get it to the fields and have it stay where it's supposed to be, as opposed to being run off into, you know, areas we don't want it, right? And so we take that liquid out, and it means less trucks, less hauling costs, and less of a headache for farmers to be able to handle their manure in a way that benefits their crops.
Yeah, those dry solids are certainly a lot lighter than the liquid byproduct that comes from the manure digesters. Can the operation only be an add-on to something like a manure digester, or can it stand alone?
So our system is flexible based on the individual needs of the farmer. And so we have systems installed on farms that do not have digesters. And essentially the big payoff for those farms is reducing the liquid and then having nutrients, where some farms have issues with fields they can't put manure on because the phosphorus content is so high. So they can use the second product that we have, that's nitrogen and potassium, on those fields. And then they can truck the other stuff farther away, but it's less truckloads going there. Farms specifically with digesters, there's an add-on bonus for the gas production, clean energy, and then our system, there's financial benefits based on the production of the gas and the volume, that they get more revenue for the gas with green energy creation, and that our system qualifies them for that.
And let's talk about phosphorus. The whole point of turning manure into water is to stop phosphorus from getting into streams.
Yeah, so the water is discharged, and that reduces the overall liquid volume. Phosphorus is an issue in a lot of areas in Wisconsin because phosphorus hangs out on the land longer than nitrogen. Nitrogen gets used up, but the manure has valuable nutrients for crop growing, right? And so that phosphorus hangs around there, and over years of applying to the same fields, you become limited on the amount of phosphorus you can put on because it can't absorb into the ground, and then it can run off into areas that we don't want it to run off into. So we take one third of the original volume that has those nutrients, because crops still do need phosphorus in some areas, and they can apply those to fields that need that, and then they have another liquid fertilizer product that has only nitrogen in it, and potassium, no phosphorus. They can put that on land that's phosphorus limited and still not have to add commercial fertilizer that they have to pay money for.
Yeah. So it's cost effective for the farmer to do this.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. It's really designed basically on saving for hauling costs and handling costs of manure, which is a big cost for farmers. But then there's added benefits of being able to say, if I get the nutrients where they need to be at the right time, then I'm going to have a better crop yield. I have longer growing season because it takes me less time to get that manure pumped out. I can get my crops on earlier. And so there's a lot of benefit that's not just based on savings, if that makes sense.
Is it only for large farms, though, or is there a minimum or a maximum to the scale of cattle you can have using this facility?
Sure. So it really is, our system is designed to be scalable, so we can go up and down based on herd size. But there is a tipping point, right? As with anything, you have to have a certain amount of manure to make it worth the expense of going through this. Farms in Wisconsin are considered CAFOs that are over 1,000 animal units. That's 700 cows. So if you're underneath that, the regulations really would not be something that would drive you to invest in something like this. But if you're over that threshold, you need to be very stringent with the DNR on how you apply your nutrients. And this system really is designed to help farmers be compliant in how they apply their manure.
It sounds futuristic, turning manure into clean water, but and then also, you know, having those valuable byproducts as well. How long has this been going on, though, and where is it going?
Well, it's interesting because if you look, one of my mentors, an engineer that was involved in inventing this system, basically, there's been no new water ever made. So the filtration process, it rains, it goes through bedrock, it gets filtered, it comes back out. We're just speeding up the process. And we're using equipment that's been industry proven for 30 to 40 years. Same type of equipment that filters industrial wastewater in municipalities. But we're getting it to a place where it's economical for farmers to use. And so as far as the future goes, I think the sky's really the limit. I mean, we're getting into a place now where renewable energy is just so important, and being able to reduce your costs, reduce your expenses to stay viable. Every cow, or every farmer knows how to get cows to milk and stay healthy, right? But the competitive advantage is if I can reduce my costs to do that, then I'm able to grow my farm, add to my herd, and be more profitable in the future.
When does the cost of the system pay for itself?
Well, it's interesting because I'm not the numbers guy, I'm the service guy as far as making it work, but what we're seeing here with partnership with Faith and NTEC and these guys that are doing renewable energy, it speeds up that ROI. So you're able to invest in this and then get a return from the energy that you're selling, and that makes it a lot quicker than it would be long-term, just up based on, oh, I'm saving diesel and truckloads going down the road, if that makes sense.
Do you sample the water that comes out clean? I mean, does it taste good? Or?
So it tastes flat. If you were to take a sip of distilled water, it doesn't taste like there's minerals in it. So when you buy a bottle of bottled water, they add minerals back in if it's been purified. Spring water, they don't. It comes out of the ground with minerals. So there's potential, and we always get this question, could you drink it? And you could, but we don't go through the sanitation and then mineralization like you would in a food and bev plant. Never mind the stigma, it would be a little bit rough, but there's so many ways to reuse that water based on just the needs of everybody's industrial application, right? You have wash water, you have places where you need to use water, and this water is very serviceable to be repurposed that way, or just discharged and then reduce the volume.
That's Scott Hines, service technician with Aqua Innovations in Middleton, where they turn cow manure into water and other value-added nutrient products. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.